Mike McCartney got his taste of pro football as a scout with the Chicago Bears. The son of college coaching legend Bill McCartney in 1998 joined the Philadelphia Eagles as director of pro personnel. He helped the team go from 3-13 to a contender in just a few years. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Don't forget, this is Catch and Match Month. Your gift this month only is going to be matched. It will be instantly doubled to help keep Sports and Commentary on the air. More info at WWIB.com. Mike McCartney changed sides of the bargaining table when he joined Priority Sports as one of their top football agents. And he's joining us this week to talk about his story in sports and his story with Jesus and how Christ has transformed his life. So, Mike, you were an exec at Philly. Now you're an agent for pro football players. What prompted you to go to the other side?
Yeah, so I grew up on the team side, obviously, with my dad coaching and playing for years. I coached for several years and was in my ninth year scouting, my third in Philadelphia. And we had a really good football team. We went to the playoffs. We got beat by the Giants. We're two games from the Super Bowl. And I was driving home, and I started taking inventory on that drive from North Jersey to South Jersey, taking inventory with my life. And I always tell players, don't take inventory with your life after a tough loss. Just don't do it. But I did. And at the time, I had three little boys. They were 4, 2, and 1. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks on that drive home. I'm going to wake up in 20 years and ask who raised my kids. Because I was never home. You know, I would get up at 4:30 in the morning. I would get to the office. I would have some quiet time, some scripture reading. And then I would just watch tape and study football all day and night, and I get home just in time to put my kids to bed, look at my wife, and fall asleep. Reminded me of what my mom used to say on August 1st every year: football's here, goodbye dear. So we wouldn't see my dad for 6 months, and here I am at that point living the same life, and just prayed long and hard and knew I had to leave, and that's where I thought, you know, my skill set and what I enjoyed doing led me to becoming an agent. And interestingly, the Eagles went to 4 straight NFC championships after I left, but it was with the team that I helped build there. So it's been a great move. I just finished my 20th year at Priority Sports, and I love the fact that we represent high character guys that want to do things the right way. And so it's been a fun 20 years.
Yeah. So what advantages, Mike, do you have having been on the other side, having been a pro football executive for your clients?
Yeah, most agents are accountants or lawyers, and I like to say I got my degree in football. You know, I know how to evaluate players. Because I know how to evaluate players, and I think that the general managers and personnel directors in the league know that, you know, I can have maybe a little bit different conversation about my players. As I alluded to earlier, I don't oversell, but there's a right way to talk about them and accentuate their strengths. And so I do think that understanding how the scouting process works, understanding the draft, you know, what really goes on in those draft meetings, what goes on behind the scenes at the combine, all those things that I was a part of for 9 years, I believe give me a great advantage being an agent, especially with the guys that we're recruiting that love football, the guys, and then in the negotiation, you know, just knowing that I know the game, and a team can't say that something that can get one over on me. So, you know, those things are, you got to play to your strengths, and that's my strength. So, my football background certainly helps me a lot.
All right. So you're working out a deal for your player in a NFL front office. How do you know the limits? How do you know if you're pushing it too hard in the negotiating process?
Great question. I think that negotiating is, and being an agent is so much more art than science. Ultimately, you know, knowing the people in the business, knowing as much as you can know about a team situation on the cap, you know, from a dollars and cents standpoint, all those things add up. And there are times where you have to push, and then there are times you have to pull back, and you learn over time, and you develop that experience. So, you know, there's certainly times where I've pushed a little too hard. And then there's times where after a negotiation, you know, you feel like, shoot, I could have pushed harder. But you learn from those experiences, and you try and get better each time, and just really leaning on those relationships and just having real conversations with decision makers. You know, what's important here? You know, tell me the most important piece for you, and let's see if we can find a way to make this work.
Yeah, finding someplace in the middle there, huh? All right, Mike McCartney, the professional sports NFL agent with Priority Sports on sports and commentary today. His dad, Bill McCartney, was head coach at Colorado when they won the national title. And he founded Promise Keepers, but Mike, you're slowly losing your dad. He's been diagnosed with dementia, and we'll get an update on his health when we come back for our next sports and commentary and talk about growing up in a coach's family there. Thanks for being on the program today. We'll reconnect. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you.